Welcome to the Sports Betting Podcast of WinningEdge.com, your source for the best football betting selections on the market. Today's edition is going to focus on how the Vegas Sharps are betting the marquee college games of Saturday. There's some really big games on the Saturday schedule this week as we start down the home stretch of the regular season and on the way to the championship playoff. I've selected 9 high-profile TV games to look at that will all play a big role in divisional or conference races across the country. Let's run through those in Nevada rotation order. Duke at North Carolina on ESPN2. We start the day off in the noon Eastern TV window with this very big game in the ACC Coastal Division. These two teams plus Pittsburgh are fighting it out to see who will face the Clemson-Florida State survivor in the conference championship game. An opener of North Carolina -8 has shown some Duke interest. Most stores are either at 7.5 or 8 at the moment. Not a real passion for Duke, or the game would have dropped to the key number of 7. Quants jumped all over the total, with the opener of 53 being bet up to 58. North Carolina plays at a very fast pace that often creates shootouts. The computer guys think that will pull Duke into a shootout, even though the game will likely be played in a light rain. TCU at Oklahoma State on Fox. Not much betting interest yet. Sharps apparently aren't convinced that Oklahoma State deserves to be in the upper echelon of Big 12 contenders, even though the team is undefeated. TCU opened at -5 with a drop in some spots to 4.5. If Sharp saw this as a big upset spot for the home dog, we would have seen a larger move. The opening total of 77 hasn't drawn much activity. Some stores are testing half-point moves to see if that generates any betting action. Florida State at Clemson on ABC. Clemson opened at -12, very high for this series. That's how impressive the Tigers have been in recent weeks. Sharps thought that was too high and have been making value bets at +12, +11.5, and even +11. Most shops are showing +10.5 currently. The fact that rain is in the forecast may be driving some of that too. Tougher for Clemson to light up the scoreboard if conditions aren't ideal. This game and the TCU-Oklahoma State game are in the 3:30 p.m. Eastern TV window, 12:30 p.m. out here in Las Vegas. Navy at Memphis on ESPN2. This one has been time-changed to 7 p.m. Eastern. You might be surprised at first glance that a game like Navy-Memphis is in prime time on ESPN2. Well, don't be. Memphis beat Ole Miss and is getting respect in the rankings. The American Athletic Conference on the whole has been getting some good results this season. You need to pay attention when the best teams are playing each other. Similar scenario here to Duke, North Carolina, in that an opener of -8 is mostly seen light support for the road dog. The total has come down, though, from an opener of 66 to 64. Quants believe that Navy's ball control offense will help slow down the pace of what we usually see from Memphis. LSU at Alabama on CBS. This is the one everyone's been waiting for. It's been time-changed 8 p.m. Eastern for primetime on CBS. The initial opener of Alabama -7 was bet down fairly quickly to a solid 6.5. But here late in the week, we're starting to see some Crimson Tide money hitting the board. That suggests a tug of war on game day between Bama backers at -6.5 and LSU lovers at +7. It's possible that the public will come in harder on Alabama because the Tide keeps winning big on TV. Sharps, who are happy to take LSU at +7, will be even happier if they can get something higher due to public betting. Huge move on the under, as an opening total of 54 has been all the way down to 47.5. Sources tell me that's based on the combination of rain in the forecast and a Smash Mouth series history showing conservative play. Also, anyone who liked LSU initially probably also liked the under anything in the 50s because the Tigers run clock. Notre Dame at Pittsburgh on ABC. This one has been time-changed to noon Eastern to highlight the early TV slate. Notre Dame is very much in the championship picture because losing at Clemson in horrible weather isn't a big strike against them at the moment. An opener of Notre Dame -7.5 moved away from the key number of 7 pretty emphatically. Stores are at ND -8.5 or -9 at the moment. Very telling that a road favorite moved away from the 7. Sharps liked the Irish and wanted to get in before the public did. The opening total of 52 is up to 54 in what's expected to be good football weather. Arkansas at Ole Miss on CBS. This one has been time changed to the 3:30 p.m. Eastern TV window. Ole Miss still has a chance to win the SEC West, the SEC, and maybe even crash the Final Four thanks to that win at Bama. They opened at -11 against what should be a fresh Arkansas team. Dog money hit the opener, leading to a widely available +10.5 as I write this. A few stores are testing the 10. Minnesota at Ohio State on ABC. This one has been time changed to prime time. ABC loves having Ohio State in prime time, no matter who they're playing. I included this one even with the high spread because OSU is quite obviously very much in the championship picture, and people will check out the telecast if it stays close. Ohio State opened at minus 23, has been bet up to minus 24. And note that the Buckeyes are coming off a bye week, a week that saw JT Barrett suspended, while Minnesota is coming off a grueling battle with Michigan. The total has been bet up by the Quants from 49.5 all the way to 53.5. Michigan State at Nebraska on ESPN. Weird to have the bottom game on a Saturday football schedule coming from the Big Ten. This one has been time changed to 7 p.m. Eastern for ESPN. Michigan State opened at minus 4.5 and has been bet up to minus 6 from sharps who think that Michigan State's pounding offense is well suited to exploit Nebraska's iffy defense. Will the public drive it higher through the day? It might take the full 7 for home dog money to hit the board. And thanks for listening to this edition of the Sports Betting Podcast of WinningEdge.com. Join us each week throughout the season for more shows on handicapping developments as the college and NFL seasons unfold. And visit us online, www.winningedge.com, for information and to sign up for our free betting selection.